Carolyn, Carolyn Holman, Holman, 9/20/55. Ms. Holman is a 69-year-old woman originally from Arkansas, but has been in Texas almost all her life, period. She was married, but she's single currently, period. She has 4 children, and she currently lives with her daughter, Kimberly, period. She is currently on hospice with history of leave it blank. She also suffers from diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, sleep apnea, morbid obesity, pulmonary hypertension, right-sided heart failure, lower extremity edema, period. Patient's last hospitalization took place a year and a half ago when she was healthy enough to have knee replacement on the left side, but since then has been having medical issues one after another. She's been more short of breath. She's now bedbound. She's no longer able to stand up. She has severe back pain. She has insomnia, bouts of confusion. She also has ADL dependency and wears a diaper, period. New paragraph, she used to smoke, but she quit smoking in 2007, but was never heavy smoking, never drank alcohol heavily, period. Surgery, she's had right shoulder surgery because of torn ligaments, cataract surgery, knee replacement, right and left side. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, O2 dependency at one time because of sleep apnea, pulmonary hypertension, pleural edema, right-sided heart failure. It's important to note that she currently does not want to wear oxygen. Medication includes Lipitor, 40 milligram once a day, insulin, Humalog, 15 units BID, Lantus, 20 units once a day at bedtime, Ozempic, 1 milligram a week, Metformin, 500 twice a day, Metoprolol, 50 succinate once a day, Norvasc, 10 milligram a day, Losartan, 100 milligram a day. Immunization is up to date. 2 years ago, none in the past year. Patient's family history, mom died of old age. She was bedridden for a long time before she passed. She's afraid that the same thing might happen to her. She doesn't know why her mother was bedridden. Dad died of a heart attack and myocardial infarction rather suddenly. Patient currently sleeps on one to two pillows. She has shortness of breath when she lays flat. She has severe back pain, and she doesn't sleep. Her daughter, Kimberly, tells me at night she's up most of the night just moaning at times because of pain, as that Tylenol and Motrin is not helping at this time, period. She weighs 246 pounds. She's 5'4", period. Blood pressure is 160 over 90. Pulse is 100. Respiration is 22. O2 sats 89%. Room air. Heart, positive, small positive, too. Distant heart sounds due to her obesity. Lungs. Few bronchi, shallow breath sounds. Abdomen, very obese. Lower extremity, 2+ edema. Neurological, non-focal. Neck, positive JVD. Skin, dry. Oral mucosa without any lesion. Assessment, here we have a 69-year-old woman on hospice with diagnosis of leave blank, KPS of leave blank, MAC of leave blank. Patient is more short of breath. She's more dependent on her daughter. In the past 3 to 6 months, she's become more bedbound. She does not sleep at night. She takes cat naps during the day. She's sleeping 8 to 12 hours a day and staying in bed most of the time during the day. She has issues with back pain, some depression, I'm afraid, and difficulty sleeping, most likely related to her not sleeping well. Patient also has diabetes with a blood sugar of 115 this morning. She has diabetic neuropathy. And the diabetic renal disease, which she has not checked for some time, period. She's no longer able to leave the house because of her shortness of breath and her debility and being taken care of by the hospice medical director currently at home, period. Overall prognosis remains poor, especially given her morbid obesity and changes and the issues that was noted above, period. I will recommend taking tramadol for pain control per medical director, as well as possible O2, even though her daughter feels like she will not use it at this time. I would be glad if she would use it just at nighttime, even that would help with the pleural edema and the pulmonary hypertension and the symptoms of shortness of breath during the day, period. She also needs something for sleep, possible trazodone to help her be able to get the rest she needs, period. Overall prognosis remains grave. Thank you.